Street, Paul, Love was the theme of the children's book that Lush Pan Hick, a drag performer from Lacombe, read during Pride Street Paul's Royal Storytime at the St. Paul Municipal Library on February 1. Pan Hick told Lakeland This Week that while people are different from each other, embracing differences is key to building a community built of love and kindness. It is a belief she wanted to share during the event. It was truly just a person reading a story about love and kindness so that they can go out and they can love their neighbors, she said. Roughly 80 people attended the event, which Pan Hick was grateful for. She admitted she was somewhat anxious leading up to the event, but it was not that I was fearful. I know there are people that love and support me, she said. I was really glad to see that there were people who simply wanted to observe the event. I think that's super important, because this is the beginning to a path of understanding, she explained. One of the things that I love about the queer community, is our main message always has been, about, love. It drives what we do. Pan Hick said the queer community has always been open to talking to people and help others understand who they are as individuals, as long as the discussion remains civil and without hatred. She acknowledges that many people were wary of the event happening. I am very physically a male. I don't identify as a male. I identify as gender fluid, she said, but being queer and still being able to love and be loved is the example she wanted to portray. It's not about me coming and dragging and making sure every other person leaves wanting to be a drag queen, she affirmed. It's me saying that this community is and always is about love, and it should be about how we interact with one another. It should be how we make a community that welcomes everyone, regardless of who they are. A representative of Pride St. Paul told Lakeland This Week that the organization is thankful of everyone who attended. It was really lovely to see the community come together in such a profound way, she said, requesting to stay anonymous. It was truly touching to see just people from all walks of life come gather and celebrate at this event and each other in a respectful and fun way. Leading up to the event, members of the community expressed both concerns and support to the event in social media, leading to calls to members of both town and county of St. Paul councils, as well as the library. A delegation of about 40 people also spoke to County of St. Paul during the January 27 County Public Works meeting about transparency of the library's programming.